Welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is Abracadabra. Word, not just because magicians use it, but because it is actually magical. It is both magical because magicians use it, and magicians use it because it is magical. It means that you speak it into existence, and that is a pretty interesting concept when you think about it, because if you have ever studied the Bible at all, then you may be familiar with a phrase, let there be light. God said the word, and the word was light, and then there was light. Something along those lines. Don't quote me on that. But that's kind of the basic idea of that part of the Bible, right? Is that by saying it, it became so. God spoke it into existence, okay? And depending on, you know, there's lots of interpretations of that, and that's not really the point in this particular episode. The point of the episode is that when it ties into goals, right, which I've talked about in other episodes, definitely look into those episodes about goals, and dream boards, and vision boards, being able to take the dream or the vision in your head and then consciously create it or co-create it into this physical reality and or law of attraction it. So we're starting to layer this stuff upon layer of strategies and philosophy and law of attraction and action to create in this physical reality. And abracadabra, although, you know, you may see it being used in kind of just, you know, purely for entertainment purposes or even maybe to parody magic, it is actually incredibly deep. And if we really start to look at how language creates our perception of reality and therefore our experience of reality, then we start to realize, hey, we actually do speak our existence, our perception of reality, our reality. The things we say form and shape our experience of reality. Let's look at some examples. So there is a study or a science of language patterns, neuro-linguistic patterns, and NLP, right? Neuro-linguistic patterns. So it's a study of language and the patterns that we use in language and how that shapes our perception of reality and therefore our experiences of reality. So if I were to say, because you're already listening to this podcast, you're already naturally starting to get into flow states. Well, I used all sorts of things in that statement right there that assume certain things and that also lead you down a certain path. So I said, because you're already listening to this podcast was the first part. So I'm assuming that you're already listening to the podcast, which obviously you are because you're hearing my voice, and therefore you must be listening to this. So that's a pretty basic assumption for me to make and to vocalize to you. And because it's already true, you're going to recognize that it's true, and you're going to probably agree with that, right? So you're with me so far. You're agreeing, yeah, I'm already listening to the podcast. And then I say something else. I say, well, because you're already listening to this podcast, you're probably already starting to get into a flow state and experience flow. I said something along those lines. Well, I don't want to go too deep into the language patterns, but I basically am saying, because you're already listening to this, you may already be going into a flow state. So now I'm making a suggestion to you, whether you realize it or not. I'm suggesting that because you're already listening to this podcast, you're probably already also starting to experience flow. And that's a suggestion. Now, you may or may not be experiencing flow, right? Maybe you're doing something and you're completely not in a flow state. But if you're going along with me and you're on this mental journey of listening to what I'm saying and agreeing with the fact that you're already listening to this podcast, because you are, then you may also have enough rapport with me that you're going to accept the suggestion that you are going to go into a flow state as well. And that would be something that if you want to do it, you could, and that would be awesome for you. And so you would accept my suggestion and go into a flow state. So that's just one example of how a language pattern might be used to influence someone, you know, one way or another. And even whether you're even aware of it or not, these things can play on us, right? Marketing and sales and all this has been, you know, people study this at length to determine what kind of things influence people, what kind of patterns and suggestions and language gets people to move, to make a decision one way or another, right? And so when we learn this language, it can affect all sorts of things. People who are wealthy speak differently than people who are poor. They use different words. They use different language. They may still both be speaking English, but the things that they're talking about and the way that they're saying things are different. Okay? And this goes into all sorts of different things. You can hear somebody talking and recognize what part of town they're from, or what, you know, part of the country they're from. And, you know, we've got accents and dialects, and we can hear those a lot of times, right? Now, you may be saying, well, that's just because of geography. Yeah, it is. And we also know that people in other countries have different words for different things, not just different languages, but they may actually have like more or less words for certain things, because those things are more important in their culture, and therefore they have more variations and you know, ways to say that word. So for instance, Eskimos, I'm told, have many, many different words for rain or snow, because that's something they live with. It's a big part of their culture, and there's all these different, you know, gradations, I guess that's the way to say it, gradations of snow or sleet or hail or mushy rain or, you know, straight rain, or, you know, they've got all these different words for that. And that's important because that's a part of their reality, right? That's reality that they live with. Knowing what kind of rain or snow is happening out there is probably pretty important for them. Whereas here in Southern California, we don't even see snow unless we drive, you know, out to the mountains. And so it's not really a part of our reality. Therefore, our language doesn't really, it reflects that that's not a big part of our culture, right? Snow, snow. Maybe there's powder, maybe there's ice. That's, you know, kind of about it. Same thing with many things, okay? And so if, in self-talk, right? The language we speak with to ourselves, whether we're aware of it or not, greatly influences our perception of reality. Is the glass half empty or half full? It depends. You know, we can change the way we see it by changing the way we speak about it. And so it's really important. And this is something, you know, I've practiced a lot when I was younger, and over the years, I still do. But recently I've just remembered, like, okay, yeah, I need to circle back around, start working on this some more. Okay. Because this abracadabra thing, right? I speak it into existence. And I've had some pretty amazing things happen recently. And I've also had a thing that's, it's not horribly bad, but it's also not a fun thing. And so I'm really becoming aware of the way that I speak things into existence, because I want to be sure that I'm speaking about things that I want to attract more of, right? If energy goes where, if energy flows where attention goes, then what am I giving my attention to? Am I giving my attention to things that are empowering and positive for me, or to things that are not? And this, I think, is going to be one of the big shifts for humanity, is this realization that we speak things into existence. There's this other great quote, and I want to say it's Jack Canfield, or maybe it's Brian Tracy, or I can't quite recall who said it, but it's kind of this idea of thoughts are things, and they're very important. So the things that you think about become your dominant thought processes, and they start to influence the things you say and the way you act and react, and that attracts that reality into your experience. So if you're talking about how things are always going wrong for you and you can never find the right partner, or you can never, you know, you always lose money, or, you know, any kind of negative things, then you may be thinking to yourself, well, I'm not speaking that into existence. That already is existence. I'm just commenting on my current state of things, right? That's kind of the trap that people fall into. And I've certainly been there myself, so I'm not judging, just pointing out that experience that people fall into, right? That's kind of the, if you're unconscious of it, if you're not aware of it, then you may be stuck there for a very long time, right? It becomes a circle, a holding pattern. People are like, wow, why can't I ever break this pattern? Why do I always attract the same kind of person into my life? Why does this always fall apart? Why is this always, you know, happening to me, right? That kind of victim mentality. And the trick is to recognize that you are responsible. And I don't say that to point fingers or point blame at you. And, you know, obviously I'm just using you as an example. Maybe it's not you. I mean, you probably are already somewhat aware of this. But to be able to recognize that in ourselves and be able to consciously make a decision to start talking otherwise, speaking things that we want into existence, becoming magicians ourselves, the truest sort of practitioners, the alchemists, those that are converting our base metal selves into the highest and best versions of ourselves through this process of refinement of our language, we start to refine our thoughts, we start to refine the vibration that we are vibrating at. Because if we're saying thoughts or thinking thoughts that are whatever they are, if we hold those thoughts in place, we give them attention, we give them energy, they start getting vibrating more. The gain is turned up, so to speak. And we start amplifying that vibration. Well, then we start becoming more and more of a powerful attractor of that experience into our lives, whether it's positive or negative. It is what it is, right? It's our experience of it and how we choose to label it. And there you go, right? We're back to language. How do we label that? Oh, this thing happened. Oh, that sucks. Okay, well, it sucks. Oh, this thing happened. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, it's awesome. Okay, it's awesome. You know, this thing happened. It's perfect. Okay, what's perfect mean? It means it's perfect. It means it may be bad or good, but for whatever reason, it's perfect. Why? Well, make it up. Make up the reason why. You declare it. And so it is. And so it is. That's another phrase that's pretty magical. And so it is. I say that was an awesome experience. I say it happened for a reason. I say something magical and positive and powerful is going to happen as a result of this thing. And so it is. Boom. Sealed. I just affirmed for myself that even if that thing that maybe seems sucky or horrible at the time, I'm putting a positive spin at the end and redirecting that energy into something that I can put a positive spin on, that I can accept as, hey, this was a lesson learned. I learned from it. Something great is going to happen as a result of this. And so it is. And so I just said it. You know, it's just like it changed. I can change my perspective of it. Now, you may be saying, well, that's easy to say, right? It's easy for you to say. Because for whatever reason, right? It's easy for you because, all right, well, let's say I have a thing that seems kind of sucky. I'll just tell you, I'm getting sued. And not wanting to say it, but yeah, just for some dumb thing. And it's not a ton of money, but it's enough that it's like, pain in the butt. And I gotta take off a day of work unless I can figure out how to not do this beforehand. But it's this ridiculous thing. And, it is what it is. It sucks. Oh, or, it sucks, right? I don't want to do that. I want to take time off from work to go deal with this thing and, have to get together all this paperwork and the whole, it's just a pain in the butt. It's not a fun thing. So that is my current feelings about it, right? I just shared with you the honest, straight feelings. It's a crappy thing. I'm not happy about it. I'm upset because I'd rather take a day off to do something fun than potentially go pay this person money. Or, even if I win, it's like, well, I still have to take a day off. Still sucks, right? Had these paid time off for this. Lame. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Something good is going to come out of this. It could have been worse, right? It could have been more money. It could have been for some serious offense instead of just some stupid thing. And so I can start to use my mind to find alternative interpretations of the situation. Now, you may be saying, well, Winston, that's delusional. Why would you just make up things that are positive about obviously a crappy thing? Well, that's the game, isn't it? There's only one person that gets to, I mean, you could obviously throw your two cents in. You could judge it and say, oh, that's a horrible thing, or that's a great thing, or that is what it is, right? You have your ability to make your own mind up about my situation. And then I have my own options to interpret it how I want. Is the glass half full? Is the glass empty? The glass is just a glass, and it has liquid in it. And it is what it is. Probably won't die from it. Probably, in fact, I'm going to say I'm going to survive it. I'm going to grow stronger from it. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to come out the other end better, stronger, faster than I was before, right? Why? Because that's what I'm affirming to myself. This is a learning experience. Something positive will happen as a result. Can I prove that? And can I scientifically say that? No, right? That's where the graces or the magic, the law of attraction, the affirmations, the programming of my own mind that I get to consciously do. Abracadabra. I'm speaking it into existence. So there we go, friends. That's kind of the big thought for today is this whole thing. I speak it into existence. Watch your thoughts. Watch your language. Or if somebody heard you speaking, would they say, ah, this person is speaking what they want? Or is this person speaking what they don't want, and that's why they keep getting it? You can see this in people if you're paying attention. You can listen to the way they speak, and you can recognize their trajectory. Doesn't mean they can't change it at some point, but you can see based on what they're currently saying and where they're headed, right? If they're planning on attracting more of the same, if they're moving up, if they're moving down, because their language is going to create that perception for them. It's going to bring the people and situations and experiences into their experience that affirm it for them, that make it a reality. They're speaking it into existence, whether they're aware of it or not. And so, for you, friend, I'm going to encourage you to speak what you want into existence. And I started to say it a little bit earlier. I think that the big shift in humanity, in our consciousness as a species, is partly going to be about recognizing the power of our language and our self-talk and being able to start to consciously adjust that to make the changes that we want in our lives and in our society and on our planet. Because the more of us that are aware of the power of our thought and our language, the more of us can start to co-create the things that we want. And that is when we will have a big shift here on planet Earth. And I wouldn't be surprised to see more channels. Media is already shifting. Cable TV is a thing that is kind of becoming a thing of the past. And I wouldn't be surprised if mainstream media starts to shift more and more as people become more aware of the fact that, you know, maybe the way media plays on our emotions and our base fears, maybe more of us begin to say, no, no, we don't want that anymore. No, we want to focus on what humanity is doing right and the people out there making positive changes. And maybe we start to focus more on those people and the people doing good in communities so that we can start to empower them and we can start to see more of that in our own communities and be able to be the change that we want to see. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if that is something that's already happening and that you may already be aware of those things happening. You may already be a part of those kind of groups online. You may already be a subscriber of those kind of channels that are speaking more positive messages about humanity and Earth and the direction that we're going. And if so, then you are also co-creating more of that, right? Because now you are giving your creative powers, you are adding it into these positive creative things instead of into the fear and the negativity and the things we don't want, right? Because if we're just putting that stuff in front of all of us all the time, and where it becomes a feedback loop, right? We're putting, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So this is a shift that I am excited about. It's something I feel like I can help people make. And that's a part of what I'm trying to do with this podcast, obviously. So abracadabra, speak it into existence. You, my friend, are a powerful creator. Create consciously. Choose your words carefully. And until next time, be flowing.
Hi, friend, Winston here. Thank you for listening to the Find Your Flow podcast. I really appreciate you spending time here. So I want to hook you up with some free stuff from the Find Your Flow shop and some awesome discounts. So go ahead over to findyourflow.com/podcast VIP. That's podcast VIP, as in very important person, as you are to me for being a subscriber to the podcast on your favorite listening station, such as iTunes or Spotify or whatever. And I appreciate you so much for listening. Go there, put in your name and email address, findyourflow.com/podcast VIP, and I will send you some cool stuff. Thank you again, friend, for listening. Take care, and back to the show.